Windows or doors sticking? Cracks in your drywall or brickwork? These can be signs of a structural foundation problem. PermaSeal can help with that. Free inspections, transferable warranties, financing, and peace of mind. PermaSeal, 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
Does it get any better than Chicago food? From longtime favorites to newly opened locations, Italian beef joints to pizza places, burritos to sushi, Chicago's very own Eats celebrates a wide range of food and restaurants in the greater Chicagoland area. Hosts Kevin Powell and Michael Piff welcome you into their daily food talk in the WGN Radio Break Room as they discuss their latest foodie adventures, their top five lists, the latest social media arguments, interviews with chefs, and conversations with local celebs about their favorite places to eat. This is Chicago's very own Eats.
Welcome into a fresh episode of Chicago's very own Eats. I'm Kevin Powell alongside Mike Piff and a very special guest live in studio, Jerry Cerwinski from Uncle Jerry's in Cary. Jerry, thank you for making the trip from Cary to downtown Chicago. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us.
Okay, so Mike put together, we wrapped up on the air our WGN Pizza Madness bracket, 128 pizza spots, Jerry, and it was down to Uncle Jerry's and Rosati's, which has multiple locations in Chicago and around Chicago. Rosati's won, but that's impressive, Jerry. I mean, second of 128 pizza spots.
It's incredible to make it that far. I totally agree.
Did you rally the community? A lot of times you're going up against a chain. Everybody knows Rosati's. Where were you generating? Is it just a super hyper local fan base that was supporting you? Because this really comes down to who gets out and votes, Jerry.
I can't believe it myself, all the support we've had. We've had so much support from our community. It's incredible. They helped us get open.
Yeah. And you had a love of deep dish, a huge Lou Malnati's fan growing up in the Chicago area.
Huge, yes. Lou Malnati's, Pequod's, I grew up on them.
And you just wanted to make your own pizza.
There wasn't any out there, so I needed to do something.
How did you start kind of playing around with the recipe? What was that like?
I just got a 25-pound bag of flour and just kept making doughs and pizza every day until my kids didn't hate it anymore.
How long did it take you to kind of master the pizza and you tasted it and, okay, this is the pizza I want to bring to the community?
It probably took a good 10 years before we started getting something decent.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you guys share a space with a butcher shop, correct? How did that come together where you guys found somewhere that you were going to open up business? When did that happen?
So it's a local business owned by a couple businesses in our town, Galati's and Orchard Prime Meats. And there used to be a tapas place in there, and they pulled out at the time of COVID, and every place was pulling out. I mean, it was a great time to start if you wanted to take the chance.
Well, it's funny you mentioned, I grew up with Orchard Prime Meats in Lake Zurich. So is that related? Just curious, is that related in the same business?
That's their family.
Okay,
yeah.
So we know the same brand of meat there. I love those guys. So you get started there. And I guess it was at the end of COVID kind of when it started opening. When did you kind of start seeing, oh, we've got something here?
I'm not sure I understand.
When did people start coming in and then you started seeing more people come in and more people come in?
We opened in June and everything was going great. And then Nick Kindlespear from the Tribune came, the food critic there, and he came and he gave us an unbelievable review. Like, my mom wrote it. and everything started to, pick up from there. Steve Dolinsky came in and we did a Food Guy episode and it was just, things just kept happening one after another. It was insane. And not that we tried.
Just happened. Hey, you make good pizza, people will show up. And this is a deep dish pan style pizza, right? What other pizza spots would you say would be similar to if somebody hasn't had your pizza yet?
It's pretty similar to any deep dish pan style spot. Similar to it, you know, all the names Giordano's, Gino's East, grew up on that. I mean, that was a big influence, of course. Pequod's was a big influence, though it's not necessarily deep dish.
Right.
That caramelized cheese, that is a great thing to incorporate in there.
I feel like your guys' crust is, like, unique to itself, though, the way you guys done it. I mean, I was telling you guys this story earlier, but my parents went out to visit you guys. I have to tell it on air here because it's really, really sweet. And they, you know, it's a bit of a wait before you get your pizza, like any deep dish pizza. They get theirs. They think it looks amazing, but their server's like, oh, that doesn't meet our standards. We're going to have to make you another one. And they're like, oh, okay, that's totally fine. And they were blown away by that. By that happening there, the hospitality they experienced from your staff, they became diehard fans from that alone. And I think I mentioned to you, my mom was voting for you guys every round. I can't vote, but my mom was all over it. And so they brought it down to me for me to try. And even left over and like just run it through the air fryer just a little bit, still like the best deep dish I've ever had. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm drooling. We've got a bunch of pizzas here. And if anybody hasn't been to your actual restaurant, what would you, other than the pizza, anything else you'd like to plug on the menu?
That's pretty much all we've got.
It's just the pizza. Yeah. I love that. You're showing up for pizza. That's it. I love that.
Is there, down the road, do you think you may want to expand? Or
for sure.
That, yeah.
Well, we are definitely looking into that right now.
Yeah. Oh, very cool. Yeah. Very cool.
Breaking Uncle Jerry's news. But you have noticed kind of an uptick.
What's
in,
that?
In,
you do. They have a salad.
Oh, okay. Salad. Yes.
Well, pizza and a salad.
Yes.
Jerry, congratulations on a great run in our tournament. Means second out of 128, pretty impressive. And
but
I know
2 years in a row, runner.
Years in a row.
Yeah,
Have someone in our newsroom who's from Cary, and he was very upset that you guys did not win at all. So I will just say that
he's just like a lot of people in my inbox.
A lot of people were.
It's incredible.
Jerry Sierwinski from Uncle Jerry's. Go check him out in Cary. I haven't tried it yet, but these pizzas are staring me down. Thank you for bringing in some pies. We appreciate you coming in, Jerry. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you so much for having us.
Jerry Sierwinski of Uncle Jerry's, and thanks to everyone who did participate in our WGN Radio Pizza Madness bracket. If you want to check out the results, go to WGNRadio.com. For Mike Piff, I'm Kevin Powell. This was the latest episode of Chicago's Very Own Eats.